Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 147, the complete Psalm, verses 1 to 20. More praise, more praise. What I want to do is briefly go through these 20 verses and then close with a hymn by Anne Steele. More praise. Look how the psalmist starts. Praise the Lord. This there, our old friend, hallelujah. And verse 20. He closes the psalm, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is what we have in this psalm here. It's endless praise of God. It's a continual praise of God. And as we shall see, it is because of his power in creation, his control over providence, his sovereignty there, his redeeming mercy, that he is a God of revelation. And all this leads to the praise of God. The psalmist starts by saying, how good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. He speaks of the goodness of it. Surely it is a glory to God. But I think what he's considering here is his own soul. It benefits him to offer praise to God. And perhaps the crowning thought is it is most pleasant and fitting, it is suitable, it is in keeping with the very nature and person and work of God. And it's a good thing to praise God, because he is so worthy of it. It's good for our own souls, it's good for others, and it glorifies God. His praise is still with us these 2,500 years more later. We've got it today. Here we are looking at it. Why? Well, let's just go over the psalm. God's goodness to Jerusalem, verse 2. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and so on. I'm being very brief. The praise of God because of his kindness and goodness toward his people. Jerusalem in the Old Covenant, of course, and Zion in the New Covenant, the people of God. And then again, he is the healer, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their souls, their wounds. Have you never felt it, my friend? Of course you have. God is sovereign in creation. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power, verse 5. His understanding has no limit. He is sovereign in creation and providence, verse 6. The Lord sustains the humble and casts the wicked to the ground. He is the judge. He is the sustainer. Therefore, verse 7, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to God on the harp. The God who reigns in providence and governance through the weather and the nature and so on. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills and feeds all the creation and provides for it. He does not delight in the strength of the horse, nor in the legs of a man, verse 10. What does God delight in? And this is praiseworthy to God. He delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. So therefore, extol the Lord, O Jerusalem, O praise your God, O Zion. You can hear it in the Old Covenant. Surely we are going to extol and praise our God today, brother and sister. For he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He is a blesser of Israel, and he is a blesser of his people even today. Again, he speaks of providence, verse 15 and onwards. The weather, the snow, the cold, the rain, the hail, who can stand it all? And his power and sovereignty. And then we get a tremendous section, 19 to 20. His revelation. His law to Israel, the Mosaic law and covenant. And of course, in the new covenant, his law, the law of Christ, to his people. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Only Israel had the law of Moses. And although the commands of Christ do have some relevance to the unbeliever, repent and believe the gospel, for example, the real meat of the covenant, the real meat of the law of Christ is for the people of God. Praise the Lord. So, brother, so, sister, will this be our attitude today? Praise the Lord. I said I would close with Ann Steele. Here it is. You humble souls, approach, O God, with songs of sacred praise. For he is good, immensely good, and kind are all his ways. All nature owns his guardian care. In him we live and move. But nobler benefits to declare, declare the wonder of his love. He gave his son, his only son, to ransom rebel men. 'Tis here he makes his goodness known and gives us life again. To this dear refuge, Jesus, yes, Lord, we come. 'Tis here our hope relies. Unbeliever, hear it and act upon it. A safe defence, a peaceful home, when storms of trouble rise. Thine eye beholds with kind regard the souls who trust in thee. Their humble hope thou wilt reward with bliss divinely free. Great God, to thine almighty love, what honours shall we raise? Not all the raptured songs above can render equal praise. Hence, let us close with Hallelujah.